So the Rebbe explains that, that in our time, after we've already gone through all of that, and the Rebbe explains the significance of the year Tashrei Nun Beis, and we're ready in the year Tashrei Nun Beis, and we already passed the full moon of the third month, and we're coming to the third day of the week in the third month, which was at that time Yitzchak Kislev came out on Tuesday. So the Rebbe says it's understood that the only thing that's left to do is to open our eyes and see the actual revelation. And the Rebbe clarifies in the footnote there, the Rebbe clarifies and says, previously what we said is that after the process of Birurim is completed, the next step is an Avodah which brings the revelation. Now what we're saying is that even that has been completed, and the only thing that's left is now to open our eyes and see the revelation. The Rebbe goes on to speak about the significance of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and the fact that the Rebbe connects that with the fact that when it comes to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim follow the same custom, which the Rebbe associates with what we said, that the exile of Yerushalayim extended till Sfarad, till Spain. The Rebbe speaks in terms of the unification of Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. In other words, that there's no, that the various relationships that people perceive as some being in a position of Mashpia and some being in a position of Makabel, obviously is related particularly to France, because the overwhelming majority of those in France that were affected by 1015, as at least in our times now, are Spider. But, so the Rebbe, so the bottom line of the point of the Sikha is that everything's already been done, even the process, the Avodah which comes after Birur, which is to bring about the revelation, that has already been completed. The only thing that's left to do is open your eyes and see the actual revelation. And the Rebbe continues, and the Rebbe says, "Gonna get a ma'aseh u'ikra, ma'aseh b'peil." That you should organize the Siddur Shabbrayans in every city, in every town, in every neighborhood for Yitzchak Kislev. And the Rebbe says, not in a way that there's one central Fabrengen, and then there's all kinds of other peripheral Fabrengen, which is the way it always was in the early years, the Rebbe Fabrengen on Yitzchak Kislev. The main Fabrengen was the Rebbe's Fabrengen on Yitzchak Kislev. After Tashrei Nun Chesed, the Rebbe stopped Fabrengen during weekday events, and only Fabrengen on Shabbos. He started Fabrengen every Shabbos, but he stopped in the weekdays. The Rebbe says, not in a way that there's one central Fabrengen and a lot of smaller peripheral Fabrengen, but actually in a way that each Fabrengen becomes the main one. Each one is, in other words, that it shouldn't be in a system where it is Mashpia and everyone else functions on the level of Makabel, receiving the light from this central Fabrengen, but rather the whole point is that every single place should itself become like the source and be a source of light equal to, like the original source of the light itself. And the Rebbe actually says an interesting expression, which is not so common. The Rebbe says that everybody should set up, should fabrain with themselves, which is something that is not commonly found, the concept of fabrain with yourself. Everyone should make fabrain with themselves, fabrain with yourself, your family, and ultimately with the whole sviva. But here again, the Rebbe, in other words, the Rebbe is emphasizing the idea that the role is not supposed to be a role of Mashpia and Mekabel, but every person and every place is supposed to be a Mashpia in its own right. In other words, to be totally connected to the Mashpia in such a way that it's not a way of a Mekabel, but in a way that each person, each place is a Mashpia, is a source of light in their own right. And that is one of the ways that the Rebbe, we find that the point of the Sikha that the Rebbe comes to is that the only thing left to do is actually open your eyes. Because the revelation, we already even completed the process of bringing the revelation into the world. And then the Rebbe goes on to talk about each place being a source of revelation rather than a recipient of revelation. Each person and each place. So it would seem that the two concepts are connected. It's not just a sign, an indication that we've already completed the process. The fact that Tzarfas, or that each place can actually be like the Mashpia, the source of revelation, but that is actually part of the process of opening one's eyes.